It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I've been waiting for this time and this season, but not been waiting in terms of just waiting, sitting back and waiting, but preparing our hearts for this meeting. I hope you have too. Preacher, pastor spoke a wonderful word this morning. Say, sometime it was hard to swallow. Say it. Sometime it was hard to swallow. Like getting a big piece of meat in your mouth and you know don't chew it up good. I mean, you ever done that and swallow? Ooh, it hurt, don't it? But you swallowed it anyway. Amen. What did he say this morning? Stay in the boat. Turn to somebody and say, stay in the boat. Don't get out of the boat in the middle of the storm. Don't get out of the boat in the middle of your situation. Stop running. I'm preaching your medicine now. See, it gets in me. I can't help it. It gets in me. Don't run. That's a good word. Don't run. Stay in the boat. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Stay in the boat. I hope you came tonight. I know you did to worship God and praise Him and magnify His name. And it's hot up here. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, brother, it hit me. It's hot up in him. I don't like to pull my jacket off, but my wife tells me to pull my jacket off. I don't like to do that because then I'd be rolling up my sleeves. I look like one of them old-timey preachers then, brother. I get that thing rolled up. That's right. We'll be hacking up in here in a little bit, Brother Phillips. Yep. We can get some hacking going on. A hooping. Hey! I used to do that every once in a while. Amen. Just waiting on a moment just to get beginning and starting here. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be a part of this ministry. It's great to be a part of this ministry. Amen. And I hope you think the same way. That's it. Amen. It's a place of safety. Hallelujah. Brother Lee. Hallelujah. We picking on Brother Lee this week. That's all right. You're a good message right now. You can preach, I guarantee you. Your message is a preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Breakthrough Empowerment Week. Breakthrough Empowerment Week. Ooh. Man, the more I say that, the stronger it gets down in here. Breakthrough Empowerment Week. Woo! God, dog, it ain't nothing like the Lord shaking you from the inside out. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Breakthrough Empowerment Week. Some of you are going to have to get mean and ugly with the devil. You're going to have to raise your voice so you don't have a voice. Sometimes you got to get up and dance till you can't dance no more. Sometimes you got to do something to get God moving on your behalf. That's right. Hallelujah. Now you can sit there and you can watch and he'll blow right by you. Hallelujah. But he's running 100. You might be running 30. You better get in time with him. Hallelujah. Golly, golly, golly. Somebody right now, just take a running fit. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. Hey, there you go. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody. Somebody. Hey. Glory be to God. Come on, girl. Hey. Nothing like it. My. Thank you, Lord. Breakthrough. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. My Lord. I tell you what, I feel like running myself, but I know if I run. I'm telling you. I want to run so bad. God, you're so good. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord. It's Breakthrough Empowerment Week. We found out that the word break don't only mean to snap in two, but it means to shatter to pieces. Come on, you got to get that. Your breakthrough is not only going to be broken through like you break through a door, but it's going to shatter that door. It no longer exists. That's true breakthrough. When you get through, they ain't no more. Or that. Come on now. There ain't no more of that left when you go through that. That's a God I serve. He don't do nothing halfway. He don't do nothing part way. He don't half save you. He don't half deliver you. He don't half heal you. He does it fully, abundantly, above. Oh, 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 that you could ask. Woo! According to that marvelous power that worketh within you. Turn to somebody and say, you. He's talking to you. Let him out. Let him out. Let him out. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. To empower means. Woo. You look it up in the dictionary, it don't take a scientist. Empowerment means, or to be empowered, is to have authority. To authorize, to enable, to have an empowerment in your life. Jesus said, in my name, in my name, you shall cast out devils. In my name, you shall speak with new tongues. In my name, if you pick up any deadly thing, it shall not harm thee. So some of us just need to lay hands on ourselves in the name of Jesus, and you'll be empowered to do the work. Because it ain't in you, it's in His name. You've been authorized. Say, I've been authorized. To do the works of God. Breakthrough. Ooh, my goodness. Turn with me to Isaiah 6th chapter. I'm really not going to speak from this story, but I want to use it as a launching pad for what I got to say. Brother Jerry one time declared pastor as Rocket Man. Yeah. Anybody remember that? Yeah. And I thought about that when I said launching pad. The pastor is Rocket Man. Yes, sir. What that means, I don't know. That means going yond, of, above, beyond. It's some of that Enterprise stuff. Uh-huh. Star Trek. Yeah. Rocket Man. That's what. Hup, hup. Right. That's where God wants to take us. Where nobody's been before. Can you believe it? Can you receive it? Can you walk it out by faith? It's up to you. Shout, it's up to you. Rocket Man. My Lord. By the Lord of mercy, I can't even get to my text. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Can't you feel your hair rising up, JJ? Hey. You said that once. But you walked on some grounds. And the hair would stand up on his head. His arms. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Oh, God ain't all about feeling, but you can feel God. Don't fool yourself. Don't let anybody ever tell you can't feel God. You get emotional about God. He give you emotions. You can get emotional about God. Don't deny who you are. Amen. Amen. Go read this story. Everybody knows it. Isaiah 6, 6th chapter. We're just going to read through it. Say uncommon.
Uncommon.
This is an uncommon story. I don't know how many people's ever experienced this that I know of. But it said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up. Now you think about this story. This ain't no fairy tale. This happened. We don't know what caused him to get in this place, but he did say somebody died. And then he saw. But we're not teaching on all that. He saw him high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it, seraphims each had six wings. With two covered the face, with two covered the feet, and with two he flew. This is an experience, man. He saw this. And one cried to another, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with his glory." The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, this is Isaiah saying, say, this is uncommon. Come on. "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal. With it he taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged." Also I heard a voice, say voice, of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" Boy, we don't want to hear that too much. A voice was saying, "Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us?" Then said he, "Here I am. Send me." We're talking about an uncommon experience here. And we're not really talking on this, but tonight, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Word, and the help of you, amen, I want to talk on the subject of a God encounter. A God encounter. Living from the power of a God encounter. My Lord. I know something about a God encounter. I know something about a God encounter. I'm sure you do too, but I know something about it. The word encounter means a collision with the unexpected. Come on, you got to get happy now. I'm setting you up. Get it in your heart now. A collision with the unexpected. A collision. Miss Pam put it this way. It's when God's time meets our time. And when we get in time with God. This is the collision moment. And good things happen when you collide with God. A God encounter. During a God encounter, there are many things that take place. Miracles take place. You may can testify to that. Revelation takes place in your life when you have a moment of God encounter. A collision with God in the Spirit. God takes you places. God places things in your spirit in a God encounter. Now I'm talking from experience. We're going to get going here in a minute. Talking from experience. Our God encounter. In a God encounter, there's always something about to happen. Always going to happen. Something is going to be birthed. I guarantee it. Some vision is going to be renewed that you thought you lost. Some ground is going to be taken that you need to take over. I'm going to let you hear. Ground's going to be taken, JJ. Ground's going to be taken, brother and sister, in this encounter. Something is going to change on the inside, or something is going to change round about you with a God encounter. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing people say they have an encounter with God and you can't see no fruit of it. Tell you about the power of God and there's nothing changed about them. Because when you have a God encounter, something's going to change. Something's going to move. Something's going to break. Something's going to change. I guarantee it. I'm not one that believes you can just come down anytime you want to and pray the Lord's Prayer and be born again. He said, "Let the Spirit draweth the person." He cannot be born again. And when you come down, you won't leave the same way, I guarantee, if you have a God encounter. If you don't know Jesus tonight, you can have a God encounter before you leave here. I think about our worship, Sister Pam, Miss Penny. What a beautiful place to have a God encounter. How many worshipers do we have in the house? We sing a song that says, "Let the worshipers arise." When you truly worship, you're going to have a God encounter in your worship. Oh, if you're waiting to get here to worship, then that tells me something. You're just going through the form. But if you're a worshiper 24/7, there's some changes going on in you because you're having a God encounter. That's right. I'm talking about something like we talked about. Is power in it to carry and thrust you to your future in this God encounter. You know, we talk a lot about the past, but I want to tell y'all something, and I mean it with all my heart. You're looking at people in this leadership that had a God encounter in 1980s. For 5 long years, we truly had a God encounter. Some of you don't know what I'm shouting about because you never experienced it. But hold on, you can experience it. You're about to have a collision with God. You may be going this way, but God said he's going to collide with you and bring you back this way. When God's hand's on you and me, we can't just do anything and go anywhere we want to go. Like you said this morning, you can't be running because there's a God who will chase you down. You know, He loves you more than we could ever love you. He said He'd never leave you. He would never forsake you. I'm talking about a power in a God encounter. In the 1980s, when I got saved, I had a God encounter before I received Christ. Don't tell me He can't talk to a sinner. I'm talking about the sinner. I'm the chief of sinners, like Paul said. I was perverted in every manner of way. My whole life was about being a gigolo. Can I be transparent with you? Y'all don't shut up on me. That life is over now. I'm just sharing this experience with you. But that's what I wanted to do for a living. Oh, back in the day, I did have a little bit of look. Right now, I'm losing all my hair. Now I'm porcupine boy. Back in the day, though, Pastor, you too. We liked how we looked. We're moving right on. We had the swoon in us. But we were good looking now. Come on. We thought we were anyway. Amen. Miss Pam said I had it. I agree with that. Amen. Yes, sir. All that stuff. But that was my whole vision of life. One night I was laying in the bed. I'm going to tell you, this is truth. We're talking about a God encounter that Jeff didn't have nothing to do with. I'm on the wrong side. God encounter that I didn't have anything to do with. But God had a plan. God had a plan. God had a plan. Standing right here, like He said, God had a plan. There was a power in this encounter that I had that brought me to this place right now. And it's been working all these years. My goodness, get a hold to this. It resides within you. If you're a born again believer, it resides within you. I was laying in my bed. I might have shared this before. I was looking up in the sky of my room. I was by myself. I was thinking about what I was going to get into the next day. I'll be absolutely honest with you. And all of a sudden, the heavens opened. I saw myself before a crowd of people preaching. Now, can you imagine? A dirty old man like me. But God began to show me He was fixing to collide with old Jeff, and I didn't understand it. But I was fixing to have a collision with God, Pastor Mike. He was setting me up. He was setting me up. Golly, God, you know, God, you know, you got to get out of the box with God. You can't put Him in a box and think He can't do it some way. Because God will show you He's God. And I thought to myself, what was that? It closed up as easy as it. And then the next day, I was sitting in my living room. And immediately, I was by myself. And the Holy Spirit, I knew what it was, came into my living room. I'm talking about a God encounter. I'm talking about a road to Damascus encounter. Now, we don't want to go there. We might preach about Paul in a minute. He had one. He spoke to me. He began to convict me of my sins. Now I'm doing my own thing, y'all. That went on and on and on. Pastor's told you the story. Finally, I had enough. One day I come running up into his place of business. Pastor had gotten burnt during this time. He had received Christ. I had watched him because I hung out with him. I knew everything about him. I often say I know more about him than God. You know why? Because God don't remember him anymore. I do. That's God. He don't remember your past. Hey! That's a shout in time. We might remember your past, but God said, I cast him as far as the east is to the west. I throw them in the deepest part of the sea. Never. I said never. Never to remember them no more. If they remember it, it's because of you or somebody else. Where was I at? Hallelujah. Yeah. I come running in that daycare. I felt like I was carrying the world on my shoulder. How many ever been there? I needed a God encounter and didn't realize it. But God, who's rich in mercy, he began to drive me with that weight, drive me. I get back to Pastor Mike. I knew him. I watched him for months before I ever did anything. I say, I'll see if he's got it. Come on. I watched him. He'd talk to me and he'd be gentle. His whole countenance was different when he spoke to me. I'm out doing my sinning and he's gotten right. I'm going, what's going on? But it was a real deal. See, on July the 4th, 1981, that evening, afternoon, when you lit that fire, you had a God encounter. God. He had a God encounter, and he had power in that encounter that it changed his whole life. Immediately. No, he battled a little bit with certain things, but inside of him changed immediately. Everything. He was no longer Mike Merritt. He was a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things had passed away. Behold, all things had become new. I'm talking about a God encounter. I ain't talking about religion. We're going to get on that in a minute. But I'm talking about a God encounter. That'll change everything around you. Not only that, everything inside of you. God encounter. And through, see, God was setting me up on the other end. See, God's always working for you on the other end. You don't know that. So you believe in walking by faith, but God's already got it finished over here. He was setting me up to have a collision with him through Pastor Mike.
That's right.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
And like he said, I got so much, I had the burdens on me so heavy. I couldn't sin and have fun no more. I'd be dog. I'd start crying. I'd be sinning. I'd go sin. On my way home, I'd be going, God, help me. God, help me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You cry out for freedom. You cry out, Lord, I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to live this life any longer. And it seemed like you'd get up the next day and go right back at it. And the same thing would happen. You'd be going, oh, God, why did I do that? What's wrong with me? I got a good family, good wife, got a whole thing going for me. What am I doing?
Right.
Some of you like that tonight.
Come on.
You're in a place where you all messed up.
Yeah, come on.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shout, that's good.
That's
good. God's setting you up for a collision with him.
That's right.
And through him, having a God encounter, I came running into that place that day. I remember it. Brother, I hit that door. Pastor was standing there and there was 100 chilling around him, hollering, screaming. But all I could focus on was getting myself right. Getting this load off of me is what I wanted. I said, I can't take this no more, Pastor. That's what I told him. I said, I can't take it no more. I said, what can I do? He said, well, brother, I can't do nothing for you, but I can tell you who can. Now, I had a history of church. Don't misunderstand me. I knew about God. I knew about God's presence. I wasn't a heathen, per se. But that's what he told me. I never will forget. We went back over to church. And we saw how bad it looked. It died. But I told that man standing there, I said, that's right there is where I got born again. Me and my wife were come running down to one Sunday morning service and received Christ. We had a God encounter. Now, y'all don't get excited about that. Have you ever had a God encounter? Are you saved? Well, you ought to be shouting that you had a God encounter. Because you know there's people out there that never has experienced this God encounter. And we get so religious and sit there real pious like, okay, that's all right. Yeah, I understand. That's the truth. You wonder why we tell you to shout. We call you and tell you to praise God because of a God encounter we have. And you can have it too.
Hallelujah.
It would change you. Who would ever thought? Over at Grace Fellowship. Listen to me. This little young girl at that time, she was hidden. She was hiding. God was raising her up. Who'd ever thought Uncle Wayman, Pastor Mike's daddy, one day made a real big mistake. He asked you to lead worship. If he had known, he never would have. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. If he had really known what was going to take place in that house, he wouldn't have done that. I'm talking about a God encounter. God had her in waiting. Oh, she went through some hell. But through her God encounter, through worship, she studied worship. She eat worship. She made hours in that office at night talking to God about worship and praise through that encounter in worship. She brought a lot of other people into a counter of worship. Come on now. See what I'm trying to tell you? I'm talking about a collision with an almighty God. Boom. Come on, do somebody that way. Go. Dude. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. If he'd have only knew, he would have never brought that in. At the same time, Pastor Mike had took pastoralship. If he'd only knew. But we're talking about God moving people into another place with a God encounter. From hymn books to praise and worship. That's a big step. You just had to bend there. But through that, hundreds of people got born again. Because those who had a God encounter chose to move forward. They didn't deny who they were. They didn't deny the power of a living God. And I want to declare to you, don't deny the power that worketh within you. Because somebody needs you to come along. They just waiting on you to bring them to a God encounter. Who would have known? A young man called Oral Roberts. Laying dead, dying on a bed. And mom and daddy took him to a revival meeting. Who would have known? God prayed for him, healed him. Guess what? Because of that God encounter, God sent him all over the world with a message of healing and hope and seed faith. Who would have ever known? My brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, dying on the bed. Got Mark 11:23 in his heart. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe those things in which you saith, you shall have whatsoever you saith. He began to speak that scripture over his life, and God raised him up out of the bed of affliction with a heart condition and made him whole, and he became one of the worldwide faith generals of our time. Because of a God encounter. A moment in time that lasted for his whole entire life. Woo! Say, I got the power.
I got the power.
Woo! Yeah, we used to sing that. Yeah. Talking about a God encounter. Who would have called, y'all don't know this, a little man named Wayman Merritt. 19 what, 50s, 40s? Somebody knocked on his door one day. Somebody visited his home. He didn't know Jesus. Some guys out visiting, right, Pastor Mike? About Baptist people. Who would have ever known this man would have an encounter with Jesus? He got born again, was faithful to the Baptist church, was a teacher. But one night, God gave him a dream. And it was a prophetic dream. And what he dreamed came to pass the very next day. He dreamed that, this is short, he dreamed that he would be teaching and something came on him like he never experienced before. He knew he lacked something with God. He was saved, but he hadn't had that encounter with God yet. Yeah. With the power.
Yeah.
And he was teaching up a storm and all of a sudden he said it come on him. He started to preach like he never preached before. He started to see things in the scripture that he never saw before. And he's been to shake up that house. Everybody thought he'd gone crazy.
Yeah, right.
That's what a God encounter will do with some folk. They'll think you're gone crazy. Because you won't mind telling, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed. But it changed his whole world. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost in a Baptist church. And through that, he started a church. And guess what? We're his legacy of that encounter. Pastor Mike. We are. We carry it on to our next generation. Marie and Bethany and Chad and Adam and all of them. You're going to have a God encounter that you hadn't experienced yet one day. I'm telling you. And that's what it's going to take for you to move on with this ministry. Some things are inherent in the spirit. Think it not strange that our children are up on the stage. You know, I was talking to Paula. All them years we were in front of people. Come on, Pastor Mike. We didn't know Lord. I mean, some of us did, but me and him didn't. Singing up a storm. Lose the words. Could forget what we were doing. Sinning and having a good time. But God was setting us up for such a time as this. That we could stand before our congregation and declare his wondrous works.
Yes.
I'm proud to be a Christian. Well, I had some. I ain't lifted up in my pride, but I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm talking about a God encounter.
Come on now.
Lord, Missy, worship. We try our best to get you in the place of worship. Our heart ache when we see you set and not worship. Don't tell me you blessing God your own way. The Bible says, lift up your holy hands. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. He said, clap your hands, all ye people. He said, dance before me, saith the Lord, for I am the Lord of hosts. God, Lord. So you're going to have to show something if you're getting something. Amen. I'm so glad I'm healthy enough to holler and shout as much as I can. Hallelujah. We're in a season of worship and praise. I'm telling you, breakthrough empowerment in worship and in praise. Musicians, You need to start seeking the Lord before you put your arms around one of those things up there. I'm talking to me too. I'm a musician. You don't need to be just going up there performing unto people. I'm talking about a breakthrough empowerment in worship. I call forth in the name of Jesus from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. And not only that, I call it forth in this house, songwriters. Songwriters. New songs unto the Lord. No reason why this ministry shouldn't be on that level of writing everything that we sing, Sister Pound. We should write everything we sing. Everything. Because you and I have a revelation of who God is. Yeah. That's all you need to write a song about God. That's all. Hallelujah. There's gifts in here. There's setting here. Yeah. You won't stand up. You won't come forward. I call you out in the spirit. Yeah. I'm like a gunfighter. I call you out. Come have a collision with God. Yeah. Like you've never had before. I could call names, but I ain't going there. I'd speak directly to you. Under the power of the Spirit. I'm telling you, man. A God encounter in worship and praise. We going there. I want you to go with us. If it ain't but three or four of us, we going there. Y'all just back up when we go, because you can't find us anyway. We in another place. We going where no man's been gone before. Rocket Man. Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know where I'm at, bro. My Lord. I'm talking about a God encounter, Pastor Mike, that turned us, slap around, flipped us upside down, Sister Pam. And hadn't stopped. Absolutely. New levels. Old devil. They summed it. Their hearts, I hurt for them. That wanted to be in this meeting, but the enemy has come in. And they can't be here. And it's not their fault.
That's right.
That's right, Pastor. We pray the hand of the Lord over them right now. In the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord be on them. That signs and wonders might be brought forth by Jesus. Golly. If you could just get a revelation of something, you are a sign. You are. A miracle.
Yes.
And you are a wonder.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah.
Who would choose me? Nobody.
No, sir.
I'm raw as raw can get. Yeah. You know, I'm not trimmed around the edges very well. I mean, you know me. And I try. That's just me. Nobody would choose me, but God did. I come from a broken home. Anybody know that? I didn't have a mother or a father. I had grandparents, thank God, that loved me enough to take me in. But they were so old, they were in their 60s when I was a young boy. And I think now I have a grandson in the home with me. And I said, isn't that ironic? I thought, my God, I told Paula many a time, how did my grandparents take it? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When you get old, you ain't supposed to be raising no babies. You're supposed to enjoy the babies then. You know what I mean. But thank God. If you looked at my status, I had no chance. Matter of fact, in school, they told me I'd wind up in prison. Said I was good for nothing while they was whipping me. I had a principal one time, was paddling me the whole time. She's paddling me. She said, "You're good for nothing. You'll wind up in jail." She'd hit me. And so I live my life like that. But God. Saw something down the way in the future. Somewhere in the future, you look much better than you look right now. Oh! Top dog it. It ain't what it looks like, as old preachers say. It's not what it looks like. Your future's already out there. All you got to do is get in time with God's time, and He'll walk you out through it. How long I've been preaching? Anybody tell me? I don't know. I ain't even got to my text. I hadn't. God, I'm just declaring some things. God just... Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that collision with God. Where something changes. Something's different. Like Pastor said, when you leave here, something, even if it's not different, it don't look different. You say it's different. You declare it's good. Brother Lee, that's a perfect example of a collision with God. Been here 14 years. He says to me, "What have I been listening to for 14 years? But one day, I remember you came down here. Pastor put you right over here." He said, "Brother Lee and Rodney," he said, "you stopped up. There's a kink in you somewhere because the blessings are already out there. They can't get to you. And something in you evidently started seeking the Lord." And it wasn't long he was calling me. He called me five times a day. He starts saying, "Pastor Jeff, is this say this what this mean and all this kind of stuff?" I said, "Yeah, exactly what it says." Talking about praying over his family. He began to preach to me about 10 minutes about what he studied. I said, "Uh-oh." See, that's a sign of a God encounter inside of you. He got it. Said, "I got it." His wife told me the other night, she said, "I went to buy groceries with Lee." Her and Lee went to buy groceries. And she said, the whole time there and back, the man didn't stop talking about what God's doing. She said she couldn't even get a word in edgewise. She'd have shut up. Now that's hard to do. There's a power on that, ain't there? There's power in that. Go, brother. You keep declaring God's word. You keep preaching. God may call you to preach in the last days to a dying world. Hallelujah. What I'm talking about.
Thank you, Father.
Don't ever apologize for being loud and radical. You've been made free.
You have. I have been made free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. God set me free. I got my break.
Go ahead. See, that's what some of you need to do. You need to jump up and declare a thing, and it would be established unto you. You got to learn that principle. Get up and say, "My breakthrough is now. 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 It's now. Hey. Hey. It's now. I won't take tomorrow. It's now. Dog it. Come on, put your head on that serpent. Put it right there and twist it. My breakthrough is now.
Not later, now. Not later, now. This second. Right now.
Help me break. Come on. Help me out. I need a break. Hey. Glory be to God. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're on a collision with God Almighty through His Son Jesus Christ, through the Word of God, by the Holy Ghost. We're in on an encounter. Glory be to God. You can be seated if you want to. You can stay if you want to. I don't care. But I tell you what, I feel it. You remember them days? You remember them days when we had that unction within them? We just get mean with the devil. Bless God. We shake your head, twist it, slap off if you need to be delivered. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this ain't play day. This ain't religion up in here. Religion says it can't be done that way. Religion says you can't do that like that. God don't work like that no more. That's what religion says. But whom the Son is made free is truly free indeed. And I don't care. The devil's a liar and the author of it. Is it somebody? You get ready. Is it somebody who's willing and committed and able right now to have your breakthrough empowerment right now? Here comes that encounter. Anybody? Come on. Well, we ain't got nobody. That's okay. I will. Come here, y'all. Okay. Well, see, I don't have to do nothing.
You ready?
Yep. She's ready. See, people who are ready, we don't have to do a whole lot up in here. Hey. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what. Yes, Lord. So, if you will, kind of line them as far as you can straight. If you will, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can move around that way. That'd be fine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me. I want you to grab hold to your partner's hand right next door to you. The anointing of God is present. Golly. Just begin to lift your voice. If you know that heavenly language, begin to talk to God.